doctor set to plead guilty in death of Friends star Matthew Perry. Los Angeles, Mark Chavez, one of the two doctors charged in connection with the death of Friends actor Matthew Perry, is scheduled to plead guilty Wednesday to conspiring to distribute ketamine. Chavez, 54, of San Diego, is the third of five defendants in the case to sign a plea deal with prosecutors. He made an initial appearance in Los Angeles federal court last month. During that hearing, U.S. Magistrate Judge Jean Rosenbluth ordered him released on $50,000 bond. She also ordered Chavez, who earlier this week, at a separate administrative hearing, agreed to surrender his California medical license not to practice medicine. Chavez, who remains free on $50,000 bond, could potentially face up to 10 years in federal prison, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. A sentencing date will be scheduled during Wednesday's hearing. Perry was found dead in October in a hot tub behind his Pacific Palisades home. Charges against the five defendants, including a live-in assistant, two doctors, and a woman known as the Ketamine Queen, were announced August 15 by federal prosecutors in Los Angeles. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada said the suspects are part of a broad underground criminal network that supplied ketamine to Perry and others, and took advantage of Mr. Perry's addiction issues to enrich themselves. The defendants charged in connection with Perry's death include Jasveen Sunga, 41, aka the Ketamine Queen, of North Hollywood. Dr. Salvador Plasencia, 42, aka Dr. P, of Santa Monica. And Eric Fleming, 54, of Hawthorne, who pleaded guilty August 8 to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine and one count of distribution of ketamine resulting in death, admitting that he distributed the ketamine that killed Perry, prosecutors said. Kenneth Awamisa, 59, of Toluca Lake, Perry's live-in assistant, pleaded guilty to a felony count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine causing death and is scheduled for sentencing on November 6. Prosecutors say he conspired with Sunga, Fleming, and Plasencia to illegally obtain ketamine and distribute it to Perry. Chavez also admitted in his plea agreement to selling ketamine to Plasencia, including ketamine that he had diverted from his former ketamine clinic. Prosecutors said Chavez also obtained additional ketamine to transfer to Plasencia by lying to a wholesale ketamine distributor and by submitting a phony prescription in the name of a former patient without that patient's knowledge or consent. Sunga and Plasencia are charged with one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine. Sunga also is charged with one count of maintaining a drug-involved premises, one count of possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine, one count of possession with intent to distribute ketamine, and five counts of distribution of ketamine. The indictment alleges that Sunga's distribution of ketamine caused Perry's death. Plasencia is charged with seven counts of distribution of ketamine and two counts of altering and falsifying documents or records related to the federal investigation. Plasencia and Sunga both pleaded not guilty to the charges and are tentatively scheduled to go on trial March 4. Sunga was ordered to remain jailed without bond. Plasencia's bond was set at $100,000, and he was expected to be released. Local and federal authorities confirmed in May that they were investigating how Perry obtained the prescription drug ketamine, which contributed to his October 28 death at age 54. The Los Angeles County Department of Medical Examiner determined the cause of death was the acute effects of ketamine. Contributing factors in Mr. Perry's death include drowning, coronary artery disease, and the effects of buprenorphine, used to treat opioid use disorder. The manner of death is accident, the medical examiner's office said in a statement. Ketamine is approved by the DEA for use as an anesthetic. A nasal spray version is used to treat depression in a clinical setting, DEA Administrator and Milgram said. According to the court papers, in late September, Plasencia learned that Perry, a successful actor whose history of drug addiction was well documented, was interested in obtaining ketamine. The use of ketamine requires a healthcare professional to monitor a patient who had been given the drug. After learning of Perry's interest in ketamine, Plasencia contacted Chavez, who previously operated a ketamine clinic, to obtain ketamine to sell to Perry, prosecutors allege. In text messages to Chavez, Plasencia allegedly discussed how much to charge Perry for the ketamine, stating, "I wonder how much this moron will pay." Prosecutors said Perry was paying $2,000 per vial of ketamine, while his dealers were paying $12 for each vial. Perry's 2022 best-selling memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, discusses his years-long struggle with addiction. The Friends star, who played the character Chandler Bing in the series, says he went through detox dozens of times. Last fall, Perry fell back into addiction, and the defendants took advantage to profit for themselves, Estrada said during a news conference in downtown Los Angeles when the charges were announced. When doctors refused to increase his ketamine dosage, Perry turned to unscrupulous doctors, according to Milgram. Instead of do no harm, they did harm so that they could make more money, she added. Prosecutors contend that, last September and October, Plasencia distributed ketamine to Perry and Awamisa without a legitimate medical purpose on at least 7 occasions. He taught Awamisa how to inject Perry with ketamine, selling the drug to Awamisa to administer to the actor, including once inside a car parked in a Long Beach parking lot, prosecutors allege. Plasencia knew Awamisa had never received medical training and knew little, if anything, about administering or treating patients with controlled substances, court papers allege. Beginning in mid-October, Awamisa also allegedly began obtaining ketamine for Perry from Fleming and Sunga. After discussing prices with Awamisa, Fleming coordinated drug sales with Sunga and brought cash from Awamisa to Sunga's stash house in North Hollywood to buy vials of ketamine. Sunga has distributed ketamine and other illegal drugs from her stash house in North Hollywood since at least 2019, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Sunga was aware of the danger of ketamine. In August 2019, Sunga allegedly sold the anesthetic to victim Cody McClory in the hours before his death. The indictment alleges that Sunga nonetheless continued to sell ketamine from her house. Using the Plasencia-provided instructions and syringes, Awamisa injected Perry with the ketamine that was sold to him by Fleming and Sunga, including on October 28, when Perry died at his Pacific Palisades home after receiving multiple injections, prosecutors said. Plasencia allegedly sold the ketamine to Awamisa despite being informed at least 1 week earlier that Perry's ketamine addiction was spiraling out of control, prosecutors said. After Perry's death was reported in the news, Sunga texted Fleming, "Delete all our messages, court papers show." After the actor's death, federal agents and detectives with the LAPD executed search warrants at Sunga's home, where they found evidence of drug trafficking, including about 79 vials of ketamine, roughly 3.1 pounds of orange pills containing methamphetamine, psilocybin mushrooms, cocaine, and prescription drugs that appeared to be fraudulently obtained, according to prosecutors. If convicted of all charges, Sunga would face a sentence between 10 years and life imprisonment. Plasencia would face up to 10 years in federal prison for each ketamine-related count and up to 20 years in federal prison for each records falsification count, prosecutors said. Awamisa and Fleming will face up to 15 years and 25 years, respectively, when they are sentenced in their federal cases. By Fred Schuster.